If you want to thank me, as I'm sure you do, you must say something an old acquaintance of mine used to say. He ended up betraying me, but he was a good friend for quite some time anyway, and I still have a soft spot in my heart for him. Say, my life for you. Andrew, can you say that? He could, and he did. In fact, it seemed he couldn't stop saying it. My life for you, my life for you, my life for you, my life. The stranger touched his cheek again, but this time a huge raw bolt of pain blasted across Andrew Quick's head. He screamed. Sorry about that, but time is short and you were starting to sound like a broken record. Andrew, let me put it to you with no bark on it. How would you like to kill the squint who shot you? Not to mention his friends and the hard case who brought him here, him most of all. Even the mutt that took your eye, Andrew, would you like that? Yes, the former TikTok man gasped, his hands clenched into bloody fists. Yes! That's good, the stranger said, and helped Quick to his feet. Because they have to die. They're meddling with things they have no business meddling with. I expected Blaine to take care of them, but things have gone much too far to depend on anything. After all, who would have thought they could get as far as they have? I don't know, Quick said. He did not, in fact, have the slightest idea what the stranger was talking about. Nor did he care. There was a feeling of exaltation creeping through his mind like some excellent drug, and after the pain of the cider press, that was enough for him, more than enough. Richard Fannin's lips curled. Bear and bone, key and rose, day and night, time and tide. Enough. Enough, I say. They must not draw closer to the tower than they are now. Quick staggered backward as the man's hands shot out with the flickery speed of heat lightning. One broke the chain which held the tiny glass-enclosed pendulum clock. The other stripped Jake Chambers' Seiko from his forearm. I'll just take these, shall I? Fannin the wizard smiled charmingly, his lips modestly closed over those awful teeth. Or do you object? No. Quick said, surrendering the last symbols of his long leadership without a qualm, without in fact even being aware that he was doing so. Be my guest. Thank you, Andrew, the dark man said softly. Now we must step lively. I'm expecting a drastic change in the atmosphere of these environs in the next 5 minutes or so. We must get to the nearest closet where gas masks are stored before that happens, and it's apt to be a near thing. I could survive the change quite nicely, but I'm afraid you might have some difficulties. I don't understand what you're talking about, Andrew Quick said. His head had begun to throb again, and his mind was whirling. Nor do you need to, the stranger said smoothly. Come, Andrew, I think we should hurry. Busy, busy day, huh? With luck, Blaine will fry them right on the platform, where they are no doubt still standing. He's become very eccentric over the years, poor fellow. But I think we should hurry just the same. He slid his arm over Quick's shoulders and, giggling, led him through the hatchway Roland and Jake had used only a few minutes before.